January 18, 2013, in Dubai.
12:35. I was listening to that introduction. I was reminded how I asked Burjan Prabhu. I said, Prabhupada says that if you finish the first 9 cantos of the Bhagavatam, you become a self-realized soul, and now you've taught through the 12th canto. So have you become a self-realized soul? He said, yes. I have realized I'm an idiot. So I was listening to that thinking, yes, and I'm in this material world as grade A number one idiot. All right. Should we have kirtan first? Yes? 12:35. Okay.
Thank you.
ISKCON founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nantakoti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem Shikau Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastati Gaur Bhaktivrinda ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Go Gopina Shaim Kunda Radha Kunda Kiti Govardhana ki jai. Vrindavan Dhamma ki jai. Mathura Dhamma ki jai. Navadvip Mayapur Dhamma ki jai. Jagannath Puri Dhamma ki jai. Gangamay Jamuna Devi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Tulsi Maharani ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktivrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishtaya Gudalaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vacharani Nirvasesa Sanyavani Paskachadi Satarane Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Sam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sagadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo So we're going to read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, the Pandavas Retire Timely, Text 29. Vasudevam granu jana Hari-brim-hita-rambasa Bhaktva-nirmatita-de Bhakti-bhakja-nirmatita-sesha Asaya-dishan-arjuna Please chant. Anybody like to chant?
You can take another 10 minutes more. No?
Vasudev Angri, the lotus feet of the Lord, Anujana, by constant remembrance, Paribrimhita, expanded, Ramasa, with great velocity, Bhakya, in devotion, Nirmatita, subsided, Asesha, unlimited, Kashaya, dint, Dishanaha, conception, Arjuna, Arjuna. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Arjuna's constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna rapidly increased his devotion, and as a result, all the trash in his thoughts subsided. Would that be nice? So this is a very special purport by Srila Prabhupada that gives very succinctly the whole key to spiritual life. Purport. Material desires in the mind are the trash of material contamination. By such contamination, the living being is faced with so many compatible and incompatible things that discourage the very existence of spiritual identity. So we have all kinds of stuff in our mind. Some of it's compatible, some of it's not, and therefore we can't figure out who we are. Birth after birth, the conditioned soul is entrapped with so many pleasing and displeasing elements, which are all false and temporary. Even the pleasing ones. They accumulate due to our reactions to material desires. But, so that's all depressing. So far, it's all negative. But, when we get in touch with the transcendental Lord in his various energies by devotional service, something interesting happens. What happens when we get in touch with the Lord in his variegated energies by devotional service? The naked forms of all material desires become manifest. In other words, we see material desires for what they really are. And the intelligence of the living being is pacified in its true color. one becomes peaceful and one sees ourselves as we really are. As soon as Arjuna turned his attention toward the instructions of the Lord as they are inculcated in the Bhagavad Gita, his true color, his true self of eternal association with the Lord became manifested, and thus he felt free from material contaminations. Vasudev Angranujana Padibim Hitaramasa Bhaktanir Matatiti Bhaktanir Matitashesha Kasaya Dishanarjuna. Arjuna's constant remembrance of the lotus feet of Lord Shri Krishna rapidly increased his devotion, and as a result, all the trash in his thoughts subsided. So in the preface of the Nectar Devotion, Srila Prabhupada talks about one switch. That if you just turn that one switch. There's a story I like to tell. There was one company. They had a big boiler. Very expensive. And it kept breaking. They kept getting repairmen, and it would break and break. And finally, one of the employees said, "Oh, I know someone who can fix it." So this man came, little hammer, and he went around the boiler, tapping it, and then he found one place and he hit it hard. And he said, "If the boiler is still working after 2 weeks, you call me, and I'll send you an invoice." So it was working fine. They called him, he sent an invoice, $5,000. And the company president says, "You ask him for an itemized invoice." So he sent an itemized invoice. Hitting the boiler, $5. Knowing where to hit the boiler, $4,995. So in this life, our minds are full of trash, huh? We have to admit, we don't like to admit. To the public, even to our friends, our families, we like to pretend that we are very nice. We are kind, we are honest. And inside our mind is something else. Yes?
Yes.
Very sad. Sometimes in the mind's compatible, sometimes incompatible. Sometimes pleasing, sometimes not pleasing. And swirling in this false identity. We are not happy in our material identity. Anybody here look in the mirror and look at their body and say, "Ah, yes, exactly what I wanted." Anybody here? No, this is a problem. And nor do we look at our mind and say, "Yes, exactly." This false identity based on material desires, it's simply embarrassing. Isn't it embarrassing? And we're spending all of our life trying to pretend that it's not so bad. But it is so bad. So we think, how am I going to fix this problem? And most people think, I'm going to fix this problem by working hard, being a good person, a moral person, and making a lot of money, and getting a nice house. I'll work in Dubai, become rich, and retire in India. Right? And then I will like myself, I'll be a good person, I'll be peaceful, I'll conquer all this trash of the material. Does it work? Does it work?
No.
We have to be convinced it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Always hoping in the future by material adjustment it will work. The whole world's going on like that. They don't know what is the one switch. So practically everybody in this room, almost everybody, is from Indian descent. And you know what? You know the switch. All of you know where to hit the boiler. Why are you following the fools? You know what is the switch. Look at the materialistic people of the world. Are they achieving peace? No. If having money and prestige and a nice family and a good education would clear the rubbish from our mind and give us peace and make us satisfied with our identity, then every rich, famous, beautiful person would be happy. Is that true? No. Even 95% of all the rich, famous, beautiful people, are they happy? No. So many, all you have to do is look at the news, pick any day, doesn't matter which day you pick. Pick any day, any year, any newspaper, and you'll find some rich, famous, beautiful, intelligent person. They're addicted to alcohol or drugs or suicide or something. Am I right? Yes. So that's not going to solve the problem. The people who know where the switch is, it's like they've taken this knowledge and buried it in their yard and running after something false. Those of us raised in these cultures, we're coming to you, and now I'm coming to you to teach you? How silly is that? Is that ridiculous? Yeah, you should be teaching me. Why am I teaching you? That's funny, huh? Prabhupada's joke. He went to the materialistic blind cultures and forcibly opened our eyes and brought us back to the culture where all the jewels are and says, hey, look in your own backyard. Right? And what is this one switch? It's not morality. Okay, mobile phones are allowed to ring if the music matches the subject I'm talking about at that minute. Okay, otherwise, please, there's a vibrate button, and just, if you don't know how to switch it, ask your neighbor, they'll show you how to turn on the vibrate. So we might think, okay, well, this, we know it's not running around getting a bigger house and a bigger car and more money and more education, and maybe it's in being really righteous. Maybe if I'm a really good person, that's not the secret either. Maybe it's in religious rituals. That's not the secret either. The real secret's given here. Come from darkness to the light. Come from falsity to truth. Because the truth is wonderful. Who we really are is wonderful. Prabhupada's saying here twice in this purport, the true colors of our identity. What's our real identity? Ajo, nitya, shasvato, yamparano, nahanyate, anyamane, sharire. We're eternal. We're not these funny-looking bodies. I mean, you're all beautiful, but at least I have a funny-looking body. We're not these funny-looking bodies. We're not this rubbish, embarrassing mind. We're beautiful, youthful, powerful, eternal, part of God. Mamai vamso jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. We have many of the qualities of God, eternally. We're wonderful. When we see ourselves in our true colors, then what do? Krishna says in the sixth chapter. When you see yourself, what do? You relish and rejoice in the self. Now, am I not interesting enough for you that you're all talking, or are you talking about what I'm talking about and it's so interesting that you want to discuss it further? Oh, translation. Very good. Okay, excellent. How many different groups are being translated? Like four or five? Three. Am I talking too fast then? Who's translating? Am I slow enough or should I slow down? Should I go slower? Little slower. Okay, we will put on the brakes. You should tell me in the beginning that somebody's translating, and then I will slow down. When we see the false self, we look at the body and the mind. Do we rejoice? No. The real self, when we see, we can relish and rejoice in the self. Wouldn't that be wonderful? So many classes and seminars, how to like yourself. My dear friends, you cannot like the false self. It is not likeable. I'm very sorry. But the real self is very likable. So there's a switch you can turn to see the real self, which in which you can rejoice and relish. And when you see the real self, you will see something else. So you will see the true colors of the real self. And go down in the purport. Can you scroll down? There's something else you will see when you turn on this switch. You will see, where does it? The naked, what does it say? Can somebody read it together? The naked. See the naked form of material desires. So there's a very famous story in Homer's Odyssey. I don't know if they teach this in school anymore. When Prabhupada went to school, he learned the Iliad and the Odyssey. You know, because he quotes it in some of his classes. So the hero, Odysseus, is going by boat home after the battle. And he's told there is an island of witches. And they eat the sailors. So how do they get the sailors to their island? Anybody know the story? What they do? No? Nobody knows? They need to teach this in the schools again. The school curriculum is becoming degraded. So they sing. These witches are called sirens, and this is where the English word siren comes from. So the witches sing, and when they sing, their singing creates an illusion. And when someone looks at the island, when they hear the singing, they see beautiful young women and ponds and coconut trees and papaya trees, and they want to go. So Ulysses was warned, don't hear the singing of the sirens. So all of the sailors on the ship, they put wax in their ears. But Ulysses was curious. He wanted to know, what is this magic of the sirens? So he told his men, you tie me to the pole of the ship, the mast, and any orders I give when we're passing the islands, you don't follow those orders. So he could hear, and he was trying to get out. It's seeing beautiful place. And the sailors with their ears plugged, what did they see? They see a desert with a pile of human bones and witches. And they're rowing fast to get away. So Maya attracts us because we don't see the naked form. If you try to be happy with your false identity, that is not possible. Similarly, if you try to get rid of illusion by force of will, that is not possible. If this room is dark, can we take the darkness and put it in bags and carry it out? No. Simply the room will fill again with more darkness. Have you tried to get rid of illusion by force? Anybody tried this? Does it work very well? No. You try just repress your senses? No, I'm not going to do it. And it doesn't work, doesn't stay. So how are you going? How are we going to get free from illusion that's filling us up with trash and this false identity? How are we going to see the real identity? We see the real identity and the real form of Maya by turning on a switch. And the switch is what Prana Prabhu talked about. Thinking of Krishna. That is the beginning of bhakti yoga. It is the end of bhakti yoga. That is bhakti yoga. It is the essence of bhakti yoga. Everything we are doing, chanting the holy name, worshiping the deity, taking prasad, everything is meant to bring us to thinking of Krishna. This knowledge that is the switch, the one switch that lights up everything, and then you can see, oh, here's who I am. Here's my true color, I'm a soul. And here is the actual naked form of material desires. They are ugly witches that will devour me. And then naturally, when you see these, What happens at the end of Bhagavad Gita? When Krishna reveals everything to Arjuna, he said, now I've told you everything and now you can do what you like. But how can you make a choice in blindness? You have to be able to see. And how does one see? Who am I really? And what are material desires really? You have to turn on this switch. And this absorption in the absolute truth, Param Satvam Dhimahi, this is the jewel of India. Other cultures of the world talk about loving God and meditation on God, but my dear friends, they don't know who God is. How are you going to be absorbed in the truth if you don't know what to be absorbed in? You can say, yes, we're going to love God, but you end up doing materialistic things if you lose sight of the truth. Therefore, all of us, ourselves, our children, our grandchildren, we need to keep alive this knowledge and this practice of what is the one switch that lights up everything, that makes everything clear, that actually gives us what we want. This meditation on the absolute truth is an eternal adolescent. Ajam Purana Purusham Navyo Vanam Cha. He's always young and playful and happy and joking. Hasya Parihasya Sambhasane. It's not dry. He's not just a light and a force. He's not some old man. You know, you go to heaven, you go to hell. He's playful. Always playing sports on the bank of the Yamuna, eating picnics, dancing with the young girls, playing tricks on his mother. Hey, okay? You want to see the dirt in my mouth? Just look. Wouldn't we like to go there? So it's not so difficult, my dear friends. Please do not think that, oh, now I'm here in Dubai, I'm working so hard, I have to be at work at 6 in the morning, 2 hours of traffic getting to work, 2 hours of traffic coming home, going to bed 11 o'clock at night, haven't seen my family for 4 years. How am I going to think about Krishna? That will be later. You know, Krishna's also here in Dubai. So in case we didn't remember. In fact, is he here right now?
Yes.
Where is he?
Everywhere.
Do you carry him around with you?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? He's in our heart, isn't he?
Yes.
Can he see you?
Yes.
Can he hear you?
Yes.
Is he watching?
Yes.
Well then, guess what? You can think about him anywhere. You can think about him in the car, you can think about him at work, you can think about him washing your dishes and taking care of your babies and whatever you're doing, because Krishna's there. This is Abhyas Yoga, one practices. Okay, how am I going to think of Krishna now? How am I going to think of Krishna now? Can I think of his name? Can I think of his qualities? Can I think of his pastimes? Can I think of how he's in the material energy? Can I think of how Krishna's the light, the heat, the breath of air, the digestive fire, the ability, my ability, my intelligence? Can we think like that? Is that hard? At least 30 seconds a day? Huh? And then maybe tomorrow 45 seconds? And the next day 2 minutes? And after a while we'll be absorbed in Krishna. And as we're absorbed in Krishna, we'll easily attain detachment because we'll see the naked form of material desires. And when you see their naked form, you'll go, and we will see ourselves in our true color, at which point we will relish and rejoice in the self. So we have this switch. We know the switch. We know where it is. We know what to do. And it's not hard. It doesn't require high intelligence. It doesn't require any money. It doesn't require anything but a little desire to say, I am going to meditate on Krishna. And I'm going to keep this knowledge alive, generation after generation, that the way to solve all the problems, the one master switch, is to meditate upon Krishna. Why not? Krishna means all attractive. Whatever we meditate on in this world, the attractive feature of that thing is because Krishna is there. So why not, instead of being attracted to a little drop, why not go to the source where all of the pleasure and the attractiveness is contained? Thank you. Hare Krishna.